Still guiding us. Hallelujah. If you got your Bibles, I do feel this, Brother Jason. Turn your Bibles to St. John's Gospel, the 10th chapter, verse 1. St. John 10 and 1. Thank you, Lord. With God's help today, I want to teach us on the shepherd and the sheep. The shepherd and the sheep.
Yes.
With God being my helper, how many knows that Jesus is the good shepherd?
Amen.
And we are the sheep of his pasture.
Yes.
Yes, we are. We're the sheep of his hand. Before I start today, we need to ask ourselves, are y'all ready?
Yeah.
Do I really belong to him?
Come on.
Do I belong?
Does he own me?
Bless him, Lord.
Have I given my all to him?
Come on.
Come on, bro.
Do I belong to him? Do I recognize his right to me? Do I recognize his right to me and my life?
Come on, brother Tom.
Do I respect his authority? Do I reverence him? Do I acknowledge his ownership? And finally, am I content to follow him?
Praise be to God.
Oh, yes.
Is it in my heart to follow him?
Yes.
He is the good shepherd.
Right.
That's right.
John 10 and 1, Jesus himself is speaking here. I'm going to take my time today. You don't have to stand for all of this. You can stand for the first verse. I'll let you sit down. We'll take it verse by verse. Jesus himself speaking here, verily, verily. When Jesus says that, it means truly, truly, of a truth, of a truth. In other words, I say unto you,
yes.
He that entereth not by the what?
Door.
The door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber.
Yes.
May be seated.
Thief and a robber.
Can I tell us all here today, there's a lot of other folds out there, Brother George.
Right.
A lot of other folds.
Right.
There are many churches with many different doctrines.
Yeah.
But there is only one way. And that is Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And
right.
Through him. Hallelujah. Woo! God's only son. Anybody who will not take Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and all of the New Testament, believe it and obey it, they cannot enter God's fold. They'll be as a thief and a robber. Did not Jesus say, many will, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able? Many other ways, many other doctrines, many other messages. But I thank God, God put me in a church where the truth is preached.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank him for the living word of God, the truth that sets us free.
Yes.
Jesus, you are the door.
Right.
Jesus, you are my good shepherd. Jesus, you are the way, the truth, and the life. He is the true vine. He is the only way to heaven. I can say here today proudly that I found the way.
Found the way.
I heard the gospel, and I believe the word, and I know the truth, and the truth has made me free. I'm saved. Hallelujah. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Thank you, ancient dead of that. Conviction comes through the word of God. That's what draws us. The words, the entrance of his words giveth light. It lightens our path and shows us which way to go.
Yes.
Verse 2. But he that entereth in by the what?
Door.
The door.
Door.
Is the shepherd of the sheep. Oh, I love this. This lets me know and us know that the shepherd comes into his fold.
Yeah.
And he is among his sheep. He comes in our midst to comfort us and to care for us. I'm glad that the shepherd is among us. Ain't you today? Ain't you glad he comes in our services and he makes his presence known?
Yeah.
He ministers to his sheep. He talks to us. He touches us. And he blesses us because he's in the midst. Thank God I belong to him today. And I'm a sheep of his hand. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Verse 3 says, to him, to the shepherd, the porter is the gatekeeper.
Yep.
The porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice.
Here's his voice.
And he calleth his own sheep by name and leadeth them out. Woo!
Yep.
Hallelujah.
Bless him, Lord.
Philip Keller. I bought a book, and I let Brother George read this. Philip Keller's book on the shepherd and the sheep. You read that. I'm telling you, I've read it two or three times or four, and I love that book.
Amen.
Philip Keller was a sheepman who had hundreds of sheep in Africa for years. He moved to the northern part of the United States in the Rocky Mountains in the U.S., and he tended sheep there, hundreds of them, for years. He said, there was nothing that comforted and soothed my sheep more than to hear my voice and to know that I was in their midst among them.
Yes.
He said, as long as I stayed in their midst and in their sight, and they could hear me, he said, it calmed them and they had peace. And they were not afraid. He said, as long as they could hear my voice, as long as they was a grazing and could look up and see me and see the shepherd in their midst.
Yeah.
He said, it brought a calmness to my whole flock of sheep. When they looked and they saw me standing there in the midst and leading them and speaking to them. Hallelujah. How many's glad you've heard the voice of the Lord?
Yes.
Hallelujah, when he speaks.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus said in verse 3 that he, what? He calleth. He calleth
his own
sheep.
His own sheep
by name
and leadeth them out. The shepherd calls every one of his sheep by name. Has he ever called you?
Yes.
Come on now.
You ever heard him? Have you ever heard him speak to you?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Lord.
Yes.
Have you heard his voice lately?
Bless.
How does he talk to us, teacher? He talks to us by his spirit. Through his word.
Yeah.
Speak to me, Lord.
Yes.
Speak to my heart, God.
Speak to us, Lord.
Among his many sheep across this world, he knows you. He sees you. And he cares about you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. He cares about your state.
Yes.
He cares about your condition, and he cares about your welfare.
Yes.
Now listen, you might feel insignificant. You might feel unimportant. Your spot may be in the middle of thousands, and you feel like you're hid. But he knows right where you are.
Yes.
In the fold.
Come on now.
Woo. Your place is special. I felt that go over me. Your place is special. You might feel like you can't preach. You can't sing. You're not a musician.
Come on.
Lord, that you are important in the fold of God. Your spot is important, and you mean something to the shepherd. Hallelujah. Raise your little hand to it. I am important unto my Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo-hoo.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. It is among the holy and the sanctified and the called and the redeemed ones from this world I've made my lot. Jesus finished, verse 3, listen. And he, the shepherd, leads them, what?
Out.
Out. I want to ask you, will you stay where the shepherd calls you and puts you in the fold?
Yes.
Will you be content for the spot that he puts you in?
Praise God.
Remember, Jesus is speaking of himself here. It's his words in these verses. He is the good shepherd.
Yes.
Are you willing to listen to his voice?
Come on now.
And follow him?
Glory to God.
Yes.
Somebody wants to stay near the shepherd.
Yes.
And follow in his steps.
Follow him.
I'm willing. It's in my heart to follow him. His way is the best way.
Best way.
His way is the truth. His way leads to life.
That's right.
Woo. Now notice, he cannot speak to you and he cannot show you things unless you listen.
Yes.
You have to have a heart to want to know the truth,
right,
and to know his will to follow him.
Right.
You have to listen. He cannot lead you unless you're willing to follow.
Right.
Completely follow.
That's right.
Jesus said, the shepherd leads them out. Can I tell you that he wants to take you higher?
Higher.
God wants his people in this hour to come out of the lowlands and out of the valley's dark regions.
Yes.
Jesus does not want you living in the shadows. He said, I am the light of the world and the light of life. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. If you get too far away from Jesus in this hour, you're headed for trouble.
Yes.
I don't want to head away from God. I want to draw near to him.
Yes.
Can you say, Lord, draw me nearer unto you? As long as I follow him, there'll be light that'll guide me.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Woo! Jesus will feed you. He'll lead you up the mountain where the pure meadows and the green grass is, and you can feast on the hills of glory if you follow him.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus wants to lead you up the mountain,
yes,
to greener pastures.
Right.
Are you tired of living in the shadows?
Well, bless
and living in the valleys and the lowlands?
Praise be to God.
Come on.
Are you tired and you say, Lord, there's more for me than this, God, where I'm living?
Yes.
How I'm living, God. There's higher realms in you, Jesus.
Higher.
Holy God, are you willing to come out of the shadows of doubt and confusion?
Come on.
And follow the shepherd? How many today wants to follow Jesus?
Amen.
And climb higher?
Amen.
If you climb a mountain, that means you're putting forth effort.
Effort.
Right. Effort. Anybody can walk on level ground, but it'll take determination and a desire in your heart to climb the mountain with your shepherd.
Right.
Amen.
Holy Lord.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Verse 4. Somebody read verse 4 for me.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice.
Yes.
I pulled up on my phone and I watched a little YouTube clip, and I was telling Mary about this. And it showed this little, he looked like, I'm guessing, about 12 years old, and I guess his dad let him holler at the sheep, and the sheep got used to his voice. And that little boy, there was a pastor that came and asked to take that boy out in the field, and the sheep was scattered. I saw that. The sheep was scattered all through that field, and you could see them dotting out through there. And they was one I seen laying down. And that pastor, he looked at that little 12-year-old boy. He said, well, and this was a pastor man. He looked like he was in his 50s. And he looked at that little boy. He said, will that sheep come to me if I holler for him? No, sir. He just looked up at that guy. That guy had one of those staffs, you know, with crooks on it. He had a staff like that right there. He said, you mean they will not come to me if I holler for those sheep? No, sir. He said, no matter how I coax them or how I holler at them, he said, no, sir, they will not come to you.
Yeah.
And that boy looked at him. He said, go ahead and holler at them. That guy done everything. He waved that staff like this. They didn't even raise their heads. I watched it. They didn't raise their heads. They kept throwing their heads down. They just eating and grazing in that green grass. And he had all kind of hollers, come sheep, and he would holler, give all kind of hollers and stuff. And he put his staff down. He said, they won't come to me. And the little boy said, they don't know you.
Yes.
Holy
That's
God.
Right.
Holy Lord of heaven.
They don't know you.
That man looked at him. He said, all right. He said, you holler for him. For him. That little boy raised his head. And I tell you, that's the beautifulest I've ever seen in my life. That little boy, he said, come sheep. And he had a certain holler. I don't know what it was. But, hey, come sheep. Come sheep. I watched him. They raised their head just like that. They quit eating and they looked, and here they come a trotting right to that little 12-year-old boy. Woo! Because they knew his voice. Hallelujah to God. That one that was laying down, the camera went over on it, and when that little boy hollered, come sheep, come sheep, it raised up on his little feet, and here it come a trotting to that little boy because it knew its voice.
Yeah.
Ain't that amazing?
Amazing. Yes.
One man, I watched another one, and he had a camera out like this, and it showed a whole bunch of sheep behind him, and a single file following him. And he was on the edge of a field, and he was coming toward the barn. And he said, my sheep follow me because they know me, and because I am their shepherd. This is what struck me, Brother Jason. He said, I guess he had bought some sheep from another farm. He said, I got some sheep from another pastor, another shepherd, and I brought them into my fold. He said, when I hollered for my sheep, they didn't come.
Mm.
He said, it took a while for them to learn.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Come on. That's right.
They ate with my sheep. They grazed with my sheep. But when I called for my sheep, they came. But those that I've gotten from the other shepherd was not used to my voice yet. He said it took time. And he said after a time, he said when I would holler for my sheep, they were accustomed to my voice. And he said, then they joined the others and came with them.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah to God.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm telling you, I came out of a United Baptist church. I got saved in a Free Will Baptist church. And I went to a Church of God Pentecost church. And it was all completely new to me. And when I went into the church, everything was different. Oh, my gracious sakes alive. But I learned the shepherd's voice. And I'm telling you, I'm glad I followed him. Raise your hand in the house. It takes time. Brother Jason, it takes time for us to learn his voice. And that's the reason we have patience with people come through those doors, because everything's new to them and they don't understand. But the Lord can deal with them, and they can learn His voice and how He moves. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Praise the Lord.
Would to God that we all knew His voice more clearly.
Yes.
And that we were sensitive to His Spirit.
Oh, God.
When He tells us things and teaches us things and to guide us certain ways.
Yeah.
Oh, that we would pray and seek Him and listen when He speaks. And let Him draw us and lead us. Then would we be safe. We wouldn't have to worry about our problems and troubles of getting out of God's will.
That's right.
Oh, God.
You might say, teacher, today, how can I know the shepherd's voice? Are y'all ready for this?
Yes.
Fast and pray. And I promise you, it works.
Yes.
Fast and pray. Hunger after Him and read His word every day.
Every day.
Hunger after Him, and He will lead you. He will show you. He will keep you.
Yes.
It sure would keep us from error. It would save us from a lot of pain and a lot of trouble. It would keep us from going astray. If we'd seek Him. Read verse 5. Stacey, you got your Bible?
Yes. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, and for they know not the voice of strangers.
Come
on.
And a stranger they will not follow.
Come on.
We'll follow a stranger.
But will flee from him.
Yes.
For they know not the voice of strangers.
Come on.
Did you know that everyone that says they are a Christian are not?
Yes.
There are many who say they are ministers of Christ. They're not.
Not.
True. They're false shepherds teaching and leading people wrong.
Amen.
They don't know the first thing about holiness and righteous living. And they're strangers to God.
Right.
Oh, God. Many profess Christ, but have never been born again.
Right.
And they don't have the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God dwelling in them.
Right.
If you don't have Christ and His Spirit dwelling in your heart, you are none of His.
That's right.
Amen.
You don't belong to Him.
Right.
Listen to me close. There are many who follow others, because they have charisma, because they have charm, they offer entertainment, they can make fun, but they are strangers who do not have the true Holy Ghost.
Right.
You might look the part, dress the part, but if you're not clean, you're not sanctified in your heart and in your mind and in your body, you are a stranger in the midst.
Right, yes.
Woo!
Oh, God.
If people talk bad, talk filthy, they're worldly minded.
Yeah.
And their entertainment is not wholesome.
Come on now.
And it is not clean. I don't care how much charm they have, stay away from them.
Stay away.
Their speech betrays them.
Yes.
They talk worldly. They talk bad language. Don't follow them.
Right.
They are strangers. The Holy Ghost, I want to tell you something. If you're truly born again and washed in the blood of Jesus and have the Spirit of God in your heart, you will not talk filthy.
Right. You're right.
Amen.
You won't do it.
Come on.
Your imaginations will be clean. Your mind will be clean.
Yeah.
Your phone will be sanctified.
Yeah.
Yes, it will too. Glory.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Bless him, Lord.
God said in Proverbs 24 and 9, the thought of foolishness is sin. Many who profess they're Christians are too loose in their living, and they don't take God serious.
Yes.
They are not sanctified. They're strangers in the midst, and they become a bad influence to draw others away with them.
Yes.
It's for me and my house. I want to keep it saved, sanctified, and holy. Keep my family holy. Raise your little hand. I'm keeping my family. I'm preserving them and keeping them away from bad influence.
Yes.
That's right.
Mom told me this, and I thought of this when I was studying it. I'd forgotten all about it. She told me after I got saved, I used to have an uncle about almost 2 years older than me. He would come up and spend all night with me. I was the only child. And they was 10 in their family. They was several brothers she had. And that youngest one, he was wild, and I really didn't know it. Mom knew it. But he would come and stay all night with me. Of course, we'd play. We'd go out in the lawn and stuff, hunt together, hit the hillside. I was young. And I said, Mommy, I said, I want to go stay with my uncle so-and-so. She said, no, you're not. And it hurt me. Matter of fact, I got upset over it. Why, Mom? She never would tell me. Why, Mom? I want to go stay with Uncle so-and-so. She told me one day after I got saved, she said, you know why that I did not let you go with your uncle and stay all night? As long as he was here, I was keeping an eye on him. But he was in filthy stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Come on now.
And I wouldn't want to let you get polluted, son.
That's right.
I wouldn't want to let him put things in your mind that are bad and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Brother Tom.
You know what? I hugged Mommy. I said, of course, I was saved then, you know. I said, thank you, Mommy. But later on, I found out, man, he was a bad one. A bad one. What if that influence had got in me?
Yes.
What if it had drew me out into all of that filth and stuff? I thank God. Can we raise your hands today and say, Jesus, Lord, keep me and lead me and show me, Lord. Let me learn, yes. Heavenly Father, to stay close to you, to preserve what I have, to keep what I am and what I have, dear Lord, and to keep my own family, God, in safe. I want to keep my family safe.
Yes.
Thank you.
Praise
the Lord.
I'm going to tell you this good, holy, sanctified way. It is the best way, and it's the safe way.
Yes.
If you will follow the shepherd, he'll make sure that you're fed.
Yes.
And you're clean.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, he wants a clean fold.
Right.
Oh, man, I feel him. I feel teaching ground right here. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I love my brothers and my sisters, and I would not want to see a one of you be led astray and pulled out and deceived. Holy God, not a one. Oh, Lord. Notice that Jesus said in verse 5, my sheep know not the voice of strangers. Do you really know what stranger means in the original Greek language, Brother Jason? I was studying all this and wrote, and I went back. I said, well, Lord, I'm teaching this, and I forgot to look up stranger. So do you know what stranger means in the original Greek language that we get our Bible from?
Come on.
A stranger is a foreigner.
Foreigner.
Not kin to the family. Belonging to another with an alien language.
Wow.
Ooh, if they don't talk this way.
Come on now.
If they don't talk holiness. If they don't talk a clean way in righteousness. They're a stranger in the midst.
Stranger.
I'm going to tell you something. They come right in our midst and they can play music. They can shout. They can preach. They can teach. I don't care who you are. This right here will betray you what you are, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh.
Abundance of the heart.
Amen.
Speak.
Mouth speak.
Come
Come on.
Alien. A foreign language. You might look the part, dress the part, talk good when you're around decent, holy, sanctified people. When you're outside them doors, your phone will be sanctified.
Right. You're right.
Yes. Yeah,
amen.
You're telling it right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Your entertainment will be right. It'll be clean. Whatever you watch, whatever you listen to, your talk and speech to others,
that's right.
You will not lead them away.
Come on now.
Yes. You'll stay where the shepherd is, and the shepherd is holy. Raise your little hand. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, bro.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God wants you to know that his people have their own language. Their words and their speech is different than this world.
Different.
Hallelujah, Brother Jason. I'm feeling it. God's saints are marked. God's people are known by their speech.
Yes.
Their language is holy. Their language is pure.
Pure.
Their words are heavenly. Their language edifies. Their language and their words build up and never tear down. Their words are pure words that love unites. Hallelujah. A church is known by her language. We are a family here. Raise your hand and praise him. We are a family here. And the voice of strangers and aliens are not allowed. Hey, holy, holy, holy. The Holy Ghost ain't going to abide in an unclean temple and an unclean mind. It's going to have to be sanctified and the love of God be in you and be pure in your heart.
Amen. Amen.
Withdraw your foot from people.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Don't walk with them. Stay away from them.
Yes.
That's what Jesus said. I'm just giving you his word today.
That's what he said.
Phew.
Yes.
Listen, children. We are in the fold, and Jesus, our shepherd, has brought us in.
Right.
Now listen. He's going to lead us.
Lead us?
If he has to, he will correct us.
Yes.
Correction sometimes is hard.
Right.
Chastening is rough. But Jesus knows what's best.
Yes.
To mark us up, to keep us safe.
Right.
How much does our shepherd love his sheep and his fold? He has given us pastors. I'm going to pause right here. Brother Jason, I love you. Everybody in the house that loves him, raise your little hand right there and say, thank God for the truth.
Thank God.
Brother Jason, I thank you.
Thank God. Thank God.
Thank you for the truth.
Yeah.
Thank you for standing for the truth. Mark me up, Jesus, please. I want to plead. I think Jesus is the great shepherd, and we've got an under shepherd right here that God talks to. And I know that he does. And he's proved that he loves us and he cares about us. Holy, 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 holy. I told Brother Jason when I came here, first came here, 2011, almost 13 years ago, I think, wasn't it? Almost 13 years ago that I came here. I told Brother Jason, did I not? I said, I came here to help you and never to hinder you. And I have kept my word.
Yes.
I have been by his side.
Yes.
And I intend to stay right there. Boost him. Help him. How many wants to help the shepherd? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Listen. He's given us pastors.
Yes.
He's given us shepherds under him, under Jesus, that will tend to and feed the flock. You feed me, brother. You feed me. God has given us a set of guidelines. Listen. He's given us a set of guidelines to follow to keep us safe, to keep us separate from this world. I thank you, God. He has given us convictions that will keep us in check. It'll keep us in check in the fold.
Yes, it will.
Whew. And if you go outside the boundaries, you're getting on the enemy's territory.
Right.
Guidelines, God. Don't go beyond your guidelines. If we're not careful and we don't watch and pray, we can be sidetracked and easily wander away from the guidance of the shepherd.
Right.
If you get out of God's will, I feel you, Lord. If we get out of God's will, Brother Jason, Brother George, we can fall victim to the wolf in this hour.
Yeah.
And I don't want the lion, the bear, the wolf to get me, do you?
Yeah.
It's got a lot of people. They left God. They went back. They backslid. What was it that got a hold of them and drew them away from the shepherd? They got their eyes off of Jesus. And somebody or something has led them away from God.
Led them away.
We ain't going to allow it here.
Come on now.
We ain't going to do it. Jason, grab a hold of one of your shoulders and I'll grab a hold of the other one. We love you in this fold. You're one of us. And we're going to love you and we're going to heaven together. Raise your metal hand and say, together, united we stand. Hey, hallelujah.
Yeah, that's right, Brother Tom.
Stacy, read verse 7, if you don't care.
Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep.
All right. Verily, verily. Now, when Jesus says that, he is trying to get your attention. What I'm telling you is the truth, it's the truth. I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Let me ask you, if Jesus is the door of the sheep, don't you think we must stay inside the door?
Yes.
Come on, Ruth.
Verse 8, Sissy.
And that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them.
All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers. But the sheep did not hear them. I'm not listening to them.
Yes.
Verse 9 says, I am the door.
I'm the door.
By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastures. Ain't you glad today that we have a good shepherd? The true shepherd who watches out for us and he feeds us and he guides us and he really cares. I thank God for Jesus. We thank God for Brother Jason for being our pastor. Do you know what a prayer is? What my prayer is today? Feed us, Lord. Feed me, Jesus. Feed me your holiness. Feed me your righteousness. And keep me near you. Feed me the truth. Give me the truth, Lord. Bible said you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Hallelujah. That's right.
Woo!
Hallelujah. No chains attached on me. I'm glad I came out a long time ago. I shook the world off of me and said I've had it. I would rather have Jesus.
Hey.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Rather have Jesus.
Yes.
Glory, 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 glory.
Mary, read verse 10, if you will.
The thief cometh not before to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life and they might have it more abundantly.
Look now, Jesus is a warning every one of us.
Yes.
He's a saying, the devil will come.
He'll come.
Yeah.
The thief is coming. Has he visited anybody in here since you've been saved?
Oh, yeah.
The devil's coming.
That's right.
He'll come in one form or another. He's coming. The thief cometh not. He's coming. But for to steal, listen, and to kill and destroy. I told Mary just today or yesterday, I think it was, he can't destroy you. He cannot kill you until first he steals some things from you.
Yeah, come on.
He steals your desire.
Yeah, he does.
He'll steal your prayer life.
Wow.
He'll steal your dedication.
Yeah, he does.
He'll steal the fear of God away from you.
Right.
Yes, he will.
Right.
He'll steal precious things. He'll take the seriousness out of you if you let him. He can't take you down and he can't destroy you until he steals some things out of you. Out of
you're here. Right.
Oh God. Can I tell every one of us, if we don't pray and stay close to God, the enemy will trip us up.
Yes, he will.
Listen to me. If you leave the shepherd, I feel him right here.
Come on.
If you leave the shepherd now, in this cold dark hour, there is a power that'll get a hold of you. You may not get back.
Right.
May not get back.
You leave him now. Come on.
Yes. Done it right, Brother Tom.
You may not make it back.
Might not.
If you do make it back, you'll carry scars in your conscience for the rest of your life.
Right.
Yes.
Yes, I'm telling you the truth.
You'll be marred and you'll be scarred and you'll live with your conscience the rest of your life. If you leave the shepherd now, in time he gets done with you, you'll fight battles that you never thought, Lord, I wish I'd have stayed with you, Jesus, in your house and among your fold. I wouldn't fight these mind battles of my past.
No.
Glory to God.
Yes.
The devil is out to steal your spiritual desire and commitment. Satan's a thief.
Right.
He'll take away your prayer life, reading God's word. He'll fill you with other things to do.
Right.
Will he not?
Yes.
He'll make you busy. He'll steal your dedication to church, your faithfulness to the house of God.
Yeah.
He's out working to steal your innocence.
Yeah.
And to steal your purity.
Right.
He wants to steal and stain your character.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Right. He wants to pollute your mind.
Yeah.
He'll deceive you and draw you away from the presence of the shepherd. Oh, yes, he will.
Right.
Amen.
He'll pull you away from them that love you in the fold.
Right.
How many loves one another in the house? I know every one of us here, Brother Jason, today loves one another.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
There you go.
Hey, Lord. The devil wants to separate you and drag you down and then drag you out. Don't let him paint you the wrong pictures to discourage you. He would like to steal God's anointing and God's presence out of your life. Keeping and staying in the Spirit of God is your safety, and it will be your defense. If you let the devil, he'll steal your praise. He'll steal your worship. Can I tell everybody in the house today, if you pray and fast and read the Word of God and praise and worship him, the devil cannot have you. Raise your hand and praise him in thy house. Hey, Lord, with a glad heart, Brother Jason, when I love the Lord and I'm a serving him and I'm a praising and I'm a worshiping him, the devil cannot get around me. He cannot touch me. I'm in the fold. I'm with the shepherd.
Yes.
Woo! Get out of here.
You lying devil. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I'm telling us all, when the enemy gets done stealing and taking from us, here we go. He'll kill our holy influence.
Yep.
Yes, he will.
He'll destroy our faith. And he'll make it almost impossible to get back to the shepherd to get that anointing and that right heart back. And be completely renewed in God's presence. Jesus warns us, the devil wants you dead. You heard that? Dead or alive. I want him dead or alive. The devil don't. He wants you dead. Stacy, read verse 14 if you will.
I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and am known of mine.
I am the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and am known of mine. You can never say that Jesus does not love you.
That's right.
And that he doesn't care. Oh, yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
He gave his life for us, for his sheep. He is a precious shepherd. He don't want to lose you. Will you stay in the fold? I'm asking. Will you stay in the fold and keep coming to church, loving and serving God?
Yes.
Will you stay near your shepherd? I want to end with this. Y'all ready for it? The wandering sheep. The wandering sheep. Listen to this. I have read stories and articles about shepherds and their sheep. One man tells, this is true now, he tells about having a sheep that kept wandering away from the fold. It would slip through and crawl under the fence. Kept doing it. He said, I loved that sheep and I cared about it. But the bad part was that the other sheep were starting to follow it. He said, then I knew I had to do something or I would lose that sheep and some of the others.
Yeah.
He said, I used drastic means. I broke its leg. Because I loved it.
Come on.
I did not want the wolf or the lion to get it. I had to correct it, and I had to stop it. I did not want the lion and the wolf destroying that sheep and the others that were following it. Can I tell you, when God corrects, it hurts.
Yeah.
But he's a looking out for us on down the road.
Amen.
Shall we not today obey the shepherd and stay in his will?
Yes.
If we really love him, we will respect him. If we really love him, we'll fear him and obey him.
Right.
It's time that we evaluate, each one of us, the place that we are in the fold.
Yes.
And always look to the shepherd and follow him. When you give him your all, love him and serve him and fear him.
Yes.
You will have peace and you will be safe and you will have the blessings of God.
Hallelujah. Amen. That's right.
Bless
praise
your heart.
God. Let's stand, church. Let's pray here. Lord, we thank you, God, for this good word that was brought forth to us, God, right here today. Help us, God, to follow you and a stranger we will not follow. God, put in their heart, amen, to go after you, Lord, and the things of God. Let the lure of the world, God, lose sight of our heart. Help us, Lord, not to go after the things of this world. God, help us to love you, God, and to love the things of God, and to love your work, and to love your church. Hallelujah. Feel like God's speaking to us here today, don't you?
Yes, God.
Amen. Feel like God's speaking to us. Hallelujah.